Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
As another winter storm has moved into the area this week, the city of Gillette has released information about last week's snow event, which was the 10th snow event of the season. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Tuesday, February 14th and 15th, Gillette received 6 inches of snow and experienced temperatures dipping down to 7 degrees. Wind gusts between 20 and 40 miles per hour were recorded during the two-day period. The city of Gillette had 12 plow trucks working to clear the snow during the storm and deposited 108 tons of ice slicer and scoria mix on the roadways. Gillette Police Department responded to 7 crashes during the event as well. The total cost of managing streets during the 26-hour period was $21,500. In addition to the snow received yesterday, Gillette is once again under a winter storm watch today through Thursday morning with the possibility of significant snow accumulations. The National Weather Service said to expect widespread heavy snow tonight and Wednesday with possible accumulations of 8 to 14 inches. The city of Gillette has declared a level 1 snow emergency. The combination of heavy snow and breezy winds will lead to dangerous or impossible travel conditions across northeast Wyoming, and dangerously cold Arctic air will accompany the snow. Wind chills as low as 30 to 40 below zero are expected across the area. The winter storm warning is in effect until around 11 a.m. on Thursday. Gillette police officers received a report of someone shooting a gun out the window of their vehicle at the Energy Capital Sports Complex. The call from a 54-year-old man came in on Friday evening around 6 p.m., according to Sergeant Derek Weinhard. The 54-year-old provided a description of the vehicle, which police saw leaving the sports complex shortly after the report. Officers pulled the white Chevy Impala over, which was driven by a 17-year-old female who had a 15-year-old male passenger with her. Weinhard said after questioning the teens, they told officers they had been throwing firecrackers out the window of the car at the sports complex. The 15-year-old was issued a citation for fireworks. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.